Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Just want to thank Eldon Walters for the unexpected gift we just received during the top of the hour news. It is still sealed and will remain that way until we can figure out a proper way to use this.
We're not opening it.
Dare I say, improper way to use this.
What is it?
Eldon sent us a can. You'll note it's still in the cellophane and in the box.
By the way, there's a reason they triple layer that packaging.
Is that
it
a
can
seep.
Spray?
It's a spray that we were talking about earlier this week on the show, and Eldon has sent us a can of poop spray.
We could have some fun down in the music
which
studios.
Shut down a school
and
in the United States and cost thousands of dollars.
$55,000 in damages.
And led to criminal charges for the substitute teacher that sprayed it.
That they would have to pay to get the ventilation system back up and running. So if we were to experiment with Eldon's poop spray that he sent in, it would clearly have to be outside.
The man who was arrested, by the way, 32-year-old Paul Roberts Lewis, purchased the pungent liquid, which is designed to smell, online, and then for 1 month kept silently spraying it all over this school.
Did he violently?
It was violent and silent, and no one could figure out where the smell was coming from. So the school then started hiring people to go into the duct work because it was making people sick, physically sick. The school launched a quote urgent investigation into the smell. They spent $55,000 on inspections, air conditioning systems. They fixed the high school's gas lines, propane systems, and air quality had to be inspected. They still could not figure out where the smell was coming from.
It says on the outside of the box, which will remain unopened. Yeah, it's bad. I'm reading from the box. Yeah, it's bad. Really bad. If you are looking for the worst of the worst fart smell in the world, this is it.
I do believe that is the same brand that I had back in high school.
Great. Then on the other side of the box, it says, make unsuspecting victims gasp for air. You will never laugh so hard in your life.
Someone's asthma was triggered and had to go to the hospital.
Keep in mind, you are about to have a person in studio.
Yeah, right. We're not doing this in
young
here.
Young Max Cooper III.
You want to see Dana vacate for the weekend faster? Spray that.
I'm not spraying it.
Let me hold on to it for a little while. I'll go down the hall.
No, you cannot spray this in the building because we'll get in trouble and probably get fired.
Here we go. We wondered yesterday how he got caught. According to the sheriff's office, the assistant teacher was finally caught after he was seen spraying an unidentified liquid around the school on surveillance footage obtained by authorities.
They sniffed him out.
He tried to claim that the spray contained a lemon-flavored hand sanitizer. His bond has been set at $9,000. He's in a whole lot of trouble.
Okay. So, Eldon, thank you. Let us work our warped minds around this thing and figure out a way that we can test this.
We are not testing
in
it.
In an area where, because if I'm testing it, and I'll be happy to test it at my house over the weekend outside, but I'm going to be wearing clothes that if I can't get the smell out, I don't care if I have to throw them away.
A good test would have to be inside some type of enclosed space.
No, I'm not going to do it in my house.
Let's use Dan's car.
Let's use somebody's car.
Not mine.
I'll tell you this. We put fertilizer down like a week ago, and then it rained. And I was out walking the other day, and I was in the backyard, and I went, oh, my God, like, what is that smell? I thought it was like the cats. Like, I didn't know what it was. And finally the next day, I said, what is that smell in the backyard? It's fertilizer. And my guess is that in that can, it smells worse than my flip-flops did when I came in from the morning dew on that fertilizer outside. It was terrible.
Was it pungent?
It was pungent.
Did it
pungent.
Sting the nostrils?
Yes, it was pungent, Scott.
Mm. Morning dew, really?
It was morning dew.
60% of the time.
Disgusting.
It works every time.
Disgusting.
That doesn't make any sense. I will figure out a way that we can test this without getting fired.
We can always spray it in the ladies' room.
No.
It's not like anybody but Dana uses it in the afternoons.
Also true, but no.
Thank you, Eldon. And Eldon sounds like an older man with a really great sense of humor. Am I wrong or am I right?
Great point from the text line. Why is the fart spray guy's bond higher than most murder suspects?
I don't know that $9,000 is higher than most murder suspects, but it is a steep bond.
It's probably because of the quote-unquote damage.
The guy's like 35 years old. If he had done it once, I'd be like, all right, juvenile, sort of funny, super juvenile.
I think it's fantastic.
An entire month, Scott, that's sabotage.
Well, it's immaturity. Which we used to find funny.
You want to clear that pickleball court every time somebody's on?
Bring out the poop spray. So disgusting.
I'm kind of curious to know what it smells like.
No, I'm not at all.
All right, he is in the parking lot. He is ready to go. If you saw The Voice on Monday night, there was a young man named Max Cooper III from Lenexa. Graduated not too long ago from Olathe Northwest High School.
So cool.
He got a four-chair turnaround, which is almost unheard of. And, of course, based on his style, he went with Michael Bublé. Michael Bublé came up and played with him in a duet.
I'm not surprised.
That's Max.
Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I've stopped keeping track. I talk myself in. I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I try so very hard not to lose it.
He joins us in 4 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
I thought of every possibility.
Everybody, let's go.
Oh, yeah. And I never know that it'll all turn out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. and with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. We'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so our next guest is Max Cooper III. He's from Lenexa, graduate of Olathe Northwest, and this is his local band, The Whips. You can find them on Spotify, by the way. But if the name Max Cooper III might sound familiar, you're obviously a fan of The Voice on NBC, as I am. And T and I were watching on Monday night, and this kid comes out. Please don't take offense to me calling you a kid, but you're 30 years younger than we are. And he absolutely blows it away with a version of Cooler Than Me. Here is a sample. That's Snoop turning around immediately.
I hope that you like this.
That's all you need.
But you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey.
Incredible.
Niall Horan is trying to figure out if he's going to turn.
It's probably because
Bublé knows he's going to, but can't decide. There is Reba.
Because it sure seems you got no doubts.
And Max Cooper III joins us in studio. Hello,
Hi,
young man. We're very proud of you.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
I love your backstory. You started playing piano at age 3.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just sit down and do it? And did your parents realize, oh my gosh, he knows what he's doing here?
Yeah. I mean, basically what happened was before we even had a piano, I used to take out the pots and pans in the kitchen and I used to drum them. But my parents said it was like with a beat. So it wasn't just like,
yeah,
you know, I was like, I had a consistent, steady rhythm. So they kind of knew I already had, you know, music in my veins. And so when we got a piano, they weren't really surprised, is what they told me.
Were they musicians at all, or are they musicians at all?
They are not musicians.
So I'm always fascinated by the musical brain and how it works and how did you get to this space? You started professionally taking lessons and things at what, age 7?
Yes, age 7. Kansas City School of Music from Scott Smith. So, yeah.
Wow.
You achieved one of the rarest, well, the rarest thing on The Voice, and that's the 4-chair turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll play your duet with Michael Bublé here in just a moment, which had to be surreal.
Yeah.
When you saw his chair turnaround, did you know you were going with Bublé? Was there any doubt?
I kind of knew, yeah, I would go with him. But I went in with the mindset of like, if one of the coaches says something, you know, like I could go with them. Like,
yeah,
it was kind of up in the air because they're all legends and I respect all of them.
So were you nervous? You've performed your entire life,
yeah,
but not, this is different. This is next level.
I have not felt nerves like, you know, this since I was a kid, like the first time I performed on stage ever. Like my hands were shaking, honestly, like towards the middle of the song when like half the coaches turned already, I couldn't even feel my hands. It was like an out of body experience. I didn't even know what was going on at that point. And I finished the song and I'm like, oh, I'm done. All right, cool.
Was it going through your mind that you're right, they're all legends, Bublé, Reba McEntire, Niall Horan from One Direction, Snoop Dogg, and all four of them turn around, but somewhere in the back of your mind, was there a play like, oh my God, millions of people are going to see this.
Watching this?
Obviously, it wasn't live. This was recorded over the summer. But at some point, millions of people, and you're playing in front of thousands already in the audience, millions of people are going to see this.
In the moment, I wasn't really thinking about that. All I could think about is I was meeting my idol. You know, I looked up to Michael Bublé my whole life, really. You know, he was one of the first jazz musicians I ever listened to. And like I said to him on stage, Just Haven't Met You Yet is one of the first songs I have ever played live.
Wow.
So I wasn't even really thinking about it being aired at that point, honestly.
Did you know you were, because he comes, I can't remember, and I'm going off memory here, which is faulty. Had you picked him to be your coach before he came up to sing with you or after?
After. I picked him after.
Obviously, he knows you're going to go with him at that point.
The duet moment is just crazy, and you just launch into the song and start playing.
Yeah. I mean, I love that song, and I had no idea he would come up and sing with me, but thankfully I've played that song so many times. It's just kind of muscle memory.
Yeah, I wondered if they gave you a heads up, like, you need to have this ready. No, you did that completely off the cuff.
It was not prearranged.
No, I mean, I'm a dueling piano player, so I play random requests, like, you know, all the time. So it's a song I kind of have in my repertoire already.
Yeah.
So I had it ready, you know.
So did you study music? Did you go on, you know, and you're only 23. Did you go on through school and do that? And you play now in Lawrence?
Yeah. You know, I went to KU for music composition. I never ended up graduating because I eventually started doing my own thing. Social media was blowing up.
Yeah.
So I am classically trained. You know, I'm classically trained and also trained in jazz. So like I told Michael on stage, I love throwing in jazz elements into pop music. So that's the best part about the training that I got.
So the coaching, and I know you can't get into the details of how far you got in the show. We respect that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep it fun and interesting and suspenseful for the audience as well, as I want it for me. I don't want to know how far you got.
Yeah.
But how often do you meet with the coaches, and do you have to fly out to them, or do they fly out to you?
I'm thinking about what I can say. You know,
let me rephrase the question, because I don't want you to get into trouble.
Yeah.
Obviously, you picked Michael Bublé to be your mm-hmm. coach. Clearly, you had at least one coaching session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when, if you've seen the show before, you meet with your coaches before, like, you know, every time you're about to go on stage again. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say working with him was awesome. You know, he's a great guy. Like, it's so cool that I can actually say that I've talked with him personally, and he's like a really good dude. It's awesome when you're like, the people you look up to are actually like great people.
Good people, humans, right? And mm-hmm. so where, regardless of what happened, where does that platform launch you now? Regardless of what happens.
Your phone now, had to be blown up on Monday.
You now are on the national stage. Like, what do you do with that moving forward?
Well, I am releasing original music. I just released a song last Friday called Greenlight, and you know, I got that out and I was so happy about it. And I plan on getting a band together and performing all around Kansas City and all around the country. Really. I just want to show people my music. And one of my favorite things about the show is I was able to show people that I'm an artist. Like, I arranged that song Cooler Than Me. I made it my own jazz arrangement. And I feel like a lot of times when people go on the show, it's just, you know, the exact arrangement that the original artist sang, but right. I was able to arrange it myself. It wasn't just me singing. I'm not just a singer, but I'm an overall artist.
I've always said, if you're going to do a cover, do it better or do it different.
Mm-hmm.
And you did, buddy.
I think you did it better and different. I'm not kidding. I'm not blowing smoke.
Have you been recognized yet, just around town? Has anyone said, weren't you on The Voice?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, people haven't come up to me. I mean, some have, but I get a lot of people. Like, I was at a restaurant last night, and my girlfriend is like, they're talking about you over there. And I'm like, no way. And she's like, I just heard them mouth The Voice and pointed at you. And I was like,
cool. How does that feel, man?
It's so funny to me. I mean, it's crazy. I never thought I would be in this position before. So it's really funny because it really does come out of nowhere. You never really expect it.
But didn't you, Max? You're so good. You did some part of you didn't think I'm going to end up on some national stage at some point.
I mean, that was the end goal. But like, I didn't think it would, you know, do it. It's awesome. Really.
You don't have to be modest.
Yeah.
You know you're talented, right?
I mean, you know, I'm all right, you know.
He's humble.
You do the league minimum.
Yeah.
He's humble, and we love it, and we cannot wait to see how this turns out,
oh,
truly.
Thank you.
Can we play a little bit of the Michael Bublé?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. Just a couple more questions. We'll let you go, get on your way.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure
to talk to you guys all night, really.
Oh, you're
this
sweet.
Is fun.
Bublé's up to it again. Ooh. Up to his own tricks again. The other coaches are bummed.
Yeah. You want to start?
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times, I've stopped keeping track.
I talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down.
I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility.
Everybody, let's go.
And I also know that it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get.
Oh, yeah.
I just have it next to you, yeah.
Max, everybody!
So cool!
What was going through your mind as you're watching that the other night, on Monday night, you're seeing yourself on stage with your musical
That's
hero.
Me.
Most people, 99.99999% of people don't get that chance.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking he sounds exactly like the recording. It was.
You sound exactly like him.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. Yeah, I saw some comments saying he's like Bublé's son. Like,
you guys crushed it.
Yeah. Thank you. It was awesome, because you know when musicians get you always know what they're doing when they can just do it on the spot,
right?
And it's hard, you don't meet a lot of musicians like that, and of course Michael Bublé is one of those musicians, so it was so cool. He's just like, can I get on stage? And he seemed more excited than I was, honestly, to sing with me. And I'm like, you know who you are, right?
Right. Well, and I just remember we were watching the show on Monday, it was Monday night, I think, and it came up that you said I'm from Kansas City, and I said,
what?
No way, this kid's not from here. And I looked over at my girlfriend. I said, I have got to get him on the show. Wait, and that's when I sent, and I don't mean to interrupt, Danny, I beg your pardon. When I put your name on Facebook the other night, I was stunned by how many connections you and I have. The Glasscock family, the Schoenfeld family. My daughter worked with your sister. And that's where I got your phone number, was from my daughter.
It is a small town. We are thrilled to watch your journey, no matter how it turns out. We are so proud of you, and I am so thankful you started playing piano at age 3. What a story, Max.
Thank you. What a gift.
All right,
when the show is over and we find out where you finished, and even if it's not number one, fine, who cares? Will you come back? I know we had some restrictions on what we were allowed to do. Mm-hmm. One of them from The Voice was you weren't allowed to play live in our studio,
yeah.
And I understand the reasons why. But when it's all said and done, if you're not selling out T-Mobile Center and maybe we're too small for you, will you come back and play a couple songs for us?
Yeah, I would love to. That would be so fun. Yeah.
Max Cooper III, his new single is Green Light.
You can find it on Spotify.
So much for your time, Max.
Thank you for having me.
Also the lead singer and pianist, I believe,
yes.
In The Whips.
Yes.
Also on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Check him out. It's been a privilege and a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank
Max
you so
Cooper
much.
Max Cooper III, ladies and gentlemen. This is the new single from Max Cooper, who was just in with us. It's called Greenlight. You can find it on Spotify. The young man is sickeningly talented. And what a sweet young man.
I cannot wait to see how far he goes and to have him back in studio when it's all said and done.
So there is, last week, or check that, Monday night, was the season 28 premiere. The Voice runs on an 18-week schedule. Now, they have, and like with all talent shows and reality talent shows, a lot of this is pre-recorded, but it's my understanding they haven't finished the season
right out.
They still have like another a round of lives where the public gets to vote.
And I was trying to ask you last night, like, and we will let you know when it's time to vote, by the way. I was asking, like, how many kids are still on stage, and then how long does this go?
So
it's several weeks, isn't it?
Here's what it is. It includes 5 weeks of blind auditions. Monday night was week one of the blind auditions, where the artists cannot see who's coming out. That's why they have to hit the button to pick, I want this person. And, you know as well as I do that in music, a lot of it, of course, a lot of it is talent and sound, but a lot of it is look. You know, do you look the part? Are you pretty? Are you handsome? Are you cute?
Sometimes it's, do you have the backstory? And that drives me crazy, but it is.
Great point. So there are 5 weeks of blind auditions.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that Max will not be in the next 4 weeks. That's not to say don't watch. It's so many talented people.
Oh, yeah.
But he's already been picked. He got picked by, or he picked Buble. Then there are 5 weeks of battles.
Yeah.
3 weeks of knockouts, 2 weeks of playoffs, and then 3 weeks of live shows.
We got a lot of time.
So it is an 18-week run. Yeah.
Well, in the midst of all that, check out his band. Atta Lawrence, he's got that new single, Greenlight, and you can follow him here locally
so
as well.
So I had a chance to talk to him the other day on the phone for a handful of minutes, and he was telling me, he said, yeah, I got a band called The Whips, and we do a lot of stuff. He says, but then there are sometimes I write songs that I don't think are, you know, The Whips kind of material, and I'll do a solo song. And Greenlight, the one we just came back with, obviously was not one that he thought was Whips-ish.
So he released it solo.
So
I love
it.
So
he does it solo, yeah.
One of my favorite stories in the stack that comes with one of my favorite theme songs of all time, by the way, comes to you out of Harrisonville, Missouri, and we are going to take a trip to Harrisonville just to see this house. Fox 4 did a story on it. A couple has transformed a historic Harrisonville cottage into the house from Disney's Pixar's Up. My favorite movie of all time. Look it up, Scott. In a small Missouri town, among the stately homes of a beloved neighborhood, a cottage sits proudly against the conventional local architecture, as if it were ripped from the pages of a fairy tale. You can find it on Pearl Street, just a few blocks from the revitalized downtown district of Harrisonville. It is the home from Up. The home is quite impossible to miss.
Get off my lawn.
At first glance, it may appear as nothing more than a bright and quirky residence cared for by a pair of whimsical and free-spirited homeowners. But if you look closer, you will realize the home is much more than a patchwork of pastels and storybook facades. It is the embodiment of a hometown couple's hard work, love for their community, and love for the popular film. It is the house from Up. Like, it's just missing the balloons.
A lot of pastel out there.
Just missing the balloons on top. The other thing that is really cool, Scott, is inside, they have perfectly done the decor in the, like, the refrigerator is, like, pink from the 1940s or 50s. I mean, it is so charming.
We clearly do not have an HOA.
Oh, it is darling. And I think people are going to go from all around to see it. It's beautiful.
Amazon is going to pay $2.5 billion in fines and reimbursements to Prime subscribers to settle allegations from the FTC that it deceived its customers to generate subscriptions. While a win for consumers and the FTC, the settlement is relatively painless for Amazon. The company takes in around $2.5 billion in sales every 33 hours.
Wow.
They're losing 33 hours worth of profit. Shares of Amazon were completely unchanged after the news. That is the behemoth that is Amazon.
Yeah.
Remember, Jeff Bezos used to get grief from his family all the time. What are you selling books online? That's never going to work.
Here we are.
Around 35 million Prime customers are eligible for a payout from a $1.5 billion fund. Amazon will pay $1 billion in fines to the FTC, $1.5 billion to customers. The company did not admit any wrongdoing as part of the settlement. Customers, here we go. Don't spend it all at once. Customers who signed up for Prime between June 23rd, 2019 and June 23rd of this year through certain offers and who used few Prime benefits afterward will automatically receive $51. Define certain offers and define few benefits. You will receive $51. Maybe you can burn that at Applebee's for a dinner with your spouse. Wow. Amazon said in the statement that the deal allows them to move forward and focus on their customers.
Wait, so they didn't even get back the money if they were deceitful and tricking people into signing up? The customers who were the victims.
Yeah, you're paying $100. You're not even getting that back.
$140.
Yeah, you're not even getting the full.
You get a third of it.
Right.
For 1 year. What if you signed up in June of 2019 and you're still on it? And you're still not using it?
Here's your 4 cents.
This next story gives me the heebie-jeebies, and it is a reminder before you go to bed to check your garage door. Lenexa police are trying to identify two yahoos that just waltzed into a couple of homes in Lenexa this last week, Scott, around 2 to 3 a.m. Typical garage. What do you see there?
I see.
Like there's a rake on the, you know, wall. Is that
a motorcycle on the side or a Vespa?
Typical three car garage.
Yeah, they've got two cars in there, and I believe that's a Vespa to the side.
They also have surveillance in the garage, and these two guys just wander on in at 2 a.m. and help themselves after the victims accidentally left their garage doors open overnight. A bunch of items were stolen. What's interesting is the ding-a-ling on the left wearing black gloves is very clearly wearing a Kearney football t-shirt. We got ourselves a Kearney football fan here.
And where were they? Lenexa?
They were in Lenexa.
K7 and Prairie Star Parkway. That is a nice neighborhood.
I'm telling you this. The video is so clear.
It's very clear.
Of them walking in, checking the handles on the car doors, roaming around. Why would you? And the lights, by the way,
are on. Well, it was probably triggered when they walked past the sensors.
I walk through this life hoping I'm never going to be shot. And I don't understand what the mind of a burglar must be like. I really don't. Like, they think they're going to get what? Some lawn equipment, some power tools.
Well, I think what they're really hoping
enough
for.
Enough to buy some meth.
No, notice they're checking the car. They're hoping to get a car.
So, but at 2 in the morning.
Oh, they're in one of them.
Oh, yeah. At 2 in the morning, you come out and someone is in your garage. That is aggravated burglary because they are now inside your home. That garage does not count as an exterior property. That is aggravated burglary because the homeowners were home.
So they're taking some stuff out of the cars. I always check before we go to bed. I have this routine. I've got OCD.
Yep.
I will, when it's time to go night-night, I unlock the door that leads out to the garage. That door remains locked all the time. All the time. You guys have scared me to death. Both of you.
What did I do?
Oh, please. And so I will unlock the door to the garage, open it up, make sure, and I'll trigger the lights, make sure that both doors are down and locked, right, leading into the garage. Then I lock every single door and I double check it. And if you were to somehow burn down my garage door, you're still not getting in the house.
They're also, it's not necessarily that they left it open. Like, we're just going to go to bed and leave it open. Sometimes you go to trip the garage door, you have to watch it go all the way down.
I do.
Because if there's one thing in the way of that sensor, we all know this, they will pop right back up. You may think you've shut it, but you have not.
You know what smart burglars do? They wear t-shirts affiliated with the high school that they live by.
Kearney High School football.
That's what smart burglars
love me
do.
Some Kearney football.
Absolutely.
Yep. Let them know. Narrow down the search.
Lenexa put that out today, and I'm like, well.
They were bright.
I give this 24 hours.
Max. 913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Girl, I must warn ya.
All right, story here from the USA Today. Russell Wilson is finished as a starting quarterback in the NFL for at least the foreseeable future anyway. But in the event that the newly relegated backup for the New York Giants has taken his final snap, is he a future Hall of Famer? He has won a Super Bowl. He had great success in Seattle. Tony Gonzalez, whose 1,325 receptions are an NFL record for a tight end and helped him make him the first man at his position elected as a first ballot Hall of Famer in 2019, says he believes that Russell Wilson has played himself out of the Hall of Fame. Huh. Quoting here from Gonzalez, "Honestly, I hope we have. If ever there was somebody who played himself out of the Hall of Fame, it is Russell Wilson. And I say that because look at what's happened. Ever since he left Seattle, when he was in Seattle, he was the man. He was making these good plays. He won a Super Bowl, went to two of them. But as soon as he left there, he went to Denver, signed that big old deal. They paid him $39 million to leave. He goes to Pittsburgh, plays there 1 year. He's out of there. Now he goes to New York. He has three games and he's benched. I just don't know if it's going to get any better, and I don't want to see him on the sideline holding a clipboard."
It's based on overall stats, not prime stats.
Yeah, but isn't it always what have you done for me lately? Even though it's not supposed to be.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, though. It's about overall stats, not stats in his prime. And
true.
For the last however many years, he's been making those amazing stats look worse.
What is it, Chiefs-Ravens this weekend?
Yeah.
3:25 on Sunday. Why do you say it with a sigh?
You want the truth?
Yeah.
Or a lie to make you feel better?
No, tell me. Lay it on me.
I think if you look at this game objectively, and if you watch the Ravens play the other night.
Until or unless you look at the injury report.
Right.
Who's hurt?
No.
A lot of weapons on the Ravens.
And okay. We have, who's coming back?
Xavier Worthy
is coming back. Thank God.
If they have the group of cast of characters that they had the other night, I find it hard to believe that the Chiefs don't come out of their fourth game 1-3.
I'm always optimistic with the Chiefs, at least for the last 8 years. I ask the sports guys every single day during football season. I'm sure they love it. Hey, we winning this week? All week long. Nah, I don't know. Today, hey, we winning this week? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. I was like, why? What? Why? Where is the change of heart? Because literally 24 hours ago, you said no way in heck. Well, I saw the injury report.
Okay,
all right, well,
good.
I don't wish pain or injury on any of the Baltimore Ravens, nope. But if it has to happen, let it happen on the Chiefs' watch. And that's unfortunate for them. Unfortunate for the Chiefs. Two skydivers were hospitalized after parachute malfunctions caused them to hit the ground at speeds of 45 miles per hour.
I can't believe they survived.
This was in Las Vegas. Two sets of skydivers jumped out of a small plane flying under a skydiving company just before noon on September 17th. According to the Las Vegas Police Department, they had jumped from a height of 11,000 feet above the town of Jean, Nevada.
About 12:03, everyone needed a change of pants.
Police said that one of the skydivers experienced a parachute malfunction, causing them to hit the ground at a speed of roughly 45 miles per hour. The incident left them with, quote, significant injuries.
You could not pay me $1 trillion to jump out of an airplane. You know why? Because I would be the one time where someone was on a bender the night before, forgot to pack the parachute correctly, and about 30 seconds before my death, you know it.
A trillion?
I would not trust my own mom to pack that parachute. Nope.
Well, I wouldn't trust
Big Juicy. Yeah, thank you, Sam. I wouldn't trust your mom to pack my parachute either. How many times has she jumped out of a plane?
None. My point is, there's no one I trust in the world to do that. I'm not doing it.
By the way, a new study finds that cat owners charitably donate more than dog owners.
Oh, I'm charitable minded.
How munificent of you.
Thank you, Samuel.
What did you just say?
How munificent of you.
I thought you said how meow-ificent.
No, he did not say that. Get nor out. Should you.
Get out.
I'll see myself out for an early start to the weekend. Festivus Friday is coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. Get in early. It is the easiest time. We've got every single line open. 913-586-7798. It is brought to you by Q39. We will air the grievances in just a moment. 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.